Okay. Start a sound. Hello, welcome back.
Hi.
To the Black Staring. We're doing things gorilla because COVID is.
I hate that you said gorilla.
We're in a car right now and.
Because it's a pandekeso.
Yeah.
Panoramic.
It's a pandekeso.
And Omarion is coming for us. Well, Omicron, whatever you call this new variant. And we hate that Europe has been racist and banning African countries.
Yeah.
But let's not get into that.
Let's not get into that.
Anyway, today we are here.
Politics. We are here for a quick one, guys.
Yes, it's like really going to be a quick one. We are giving you a hey now.
Hey, now.
Is that what dreams are made of? All right. This girl is a setting. Pictures and buttons. Here to do a very epic bite-sized breakdown of our favorite characters of Insecure.
Yeah,
we all know the show is ending. We're very upset about
that. Oh my god! And
we hate it.
Yeah,
but we're gonna give you three episodes.
Yeah, we're gonna give you three
super
episodes.
Short, 15 to 20 minutes.
Just
breaking down Lawrence,
our
Maggie, and Issa.
Yeah,
we will obviously come back and do a full breakdown of Insecure as
don't
a show
worry about
once
that.
It's
don't
over.
Don't worry about that. This
but
is
right
just
now,
this is just where we're at with our favorite people. They're leaving us.
They're leaving us, and that makes us really sad.
Yeah. So today is Lawrence's. We're starting things off with Lawrence's as
because
a trilogy
he's because least important.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I mean, it's important, but like Marley and Issa are the real love story.
I mean, absolutely. I think they've only actually kind of gotten up to that in the season. Like,
do you think so?
Yeah,
I've always felt that.
But not as much as it is now. Like, I think
that's
now
true.
it is positioned in the center.
Okay.
It's always been there, but I don't think it's always been in the center. Mm. It's always been Lawrence and Issa. I think for this season, it's definitely Molly and Issa in the center. Really?
I disagree with you, yeah.
Okay.
Because I could argue that in every season, it always circles back to Molly and Issa.
That's not at the center, though. That's not putting them at the center.
But it's still a main focus.
At the end?
No. The thing is, how it starts
what
and how it ends.
What do you remember about most
so
of the seasons?
So, most
and
of
and
the season, if you think immediately like, of last season, it was Molly and Issa.
No, definitely it was. So, this is why I'm like, they were building us up to their love story. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. I disagree. Disagree.
But, like, from the beginning, I felt like Molly was Issa's support. You know, it felt like Issa for me was the main character.
Y'all can't see my face,
and
but
then,
I'm making a face.
Yeah, no, she's definitely making a face. Issa was the main character, and then it was her thing with Lawrence, and then Molly was like her friend. Now it feels like a story about Molly's life, a story about Issa's life, a story about their relationship, and then there's also Lawrence now, his life. We've always known a bit about Lawrence's life.
You see it. I still don't know. I mean, okay, we will agree to disagree on this because for me,
yeah, that's definitely how that's how I see it.
Yeah, like for me
this,
I wouldn't necessarily say Issa was, I suppose, and is the main character, but I've always felt they've always given Molly a level of importance.
Absolutely,
they've always given
Issa.
It's
Molly,
never
Molly,
felt.
Molly,
it's never yes. felt like. Molly has been a secondary character.
Mm.
It's always felt like there's been a balance of the two of them separately and together. Because as much as we did see Issa and Lawrence, we equally saw Molly trying to find love,
yes,
dating a lot
of
different dudes.
Definitely.
So I wouldn't necessarily say for me that I'm only feeling that they are the biggest love story in this season. I felt like it has taken shape and ebbed and flowed throughout the season from the beginning.
They've grown.
Oh, 100%.
So that is probably what I'm sensing, is that they've grown inward, like they've grown, they've grown and to be reflective about each other,
and they've been better friends.
Whereas in the beginning it was like we're just kind of we're friends because we have this history from college or whatever.
It's like habits,
but we're not really seeing each other. We're not really being grown. We're not really calling each other out. We're just like having a good time.
But also, you know. This episode is not about Mali Issa. Who this episode
I know,
is about?
Listen to that.
It's
the
Lawrence.
Love story.
It's Lawrence. So
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Actually, Lawrence. No, I'm playing. Lawrence. So Lawrence Walker, played by Jay Ellis.
Is that his last name?
Yeah, that is his.
Lawrence Walker.
Is it? I think so. I might be. No, yes, it is Lawrence Walker.
Okay.
So he's played by Jay
Lawrence,
Ellis.
Lawrence,
and we
Lawrence,
find him
Lawrence,
in season
Lawrence,
one.
Lawrence.
Super quick.
What do
we
you,
find him in season one as
what
a
do
bum.
You say?
On the couch. He's depressed, not keeping a job. He hates his girlfriend, doesn't want to celebrate her birthday.
Yeah.
And he's just down in a bad way, and he spends most of season one trying to pick himself up because Issa breaks up with him, sort of, kind of, not really. And
sort
they're fighting
kinda,
in the Rite Aid,
yes.
And you know,
yeah,
there's that whole thing,
gosh,
and
we
like,
went all the way
yeah,
back.
We went all the way back to the beginning, and
to
you know,
the Genesis.
And then Daniel pops up, like bloop bloop, and then you
and
know,
then
Issa cheats,
and
then
and they break
he
up.
Finds out, they break
and
up,
that is,
and then season two we get
that
to
is
the
of, that,
Lawrence Hive fuckboy phase.
I wonder if though that is where that do you call it like that was the first, that was the most important tension.
Yes, for Lawrence's character arc, for sure.
Yes, yeah.
Issa cheating
was because you know that we've been since Insecure, we've been trying to figure out whether Lawrence and Issa are gonna
should
get
be
it together.
And so, if we want them to get it together as well, because they've been together for 4 or 5 years. So it's weird because end of season one, he sleeps with Tasha.
Yeah,
who worked
who
at the bank
a...
and then she gives us that great line, you're a fuck nigga who thinks he's a nice guy.
Oof,
still quotable. And
is he? I think that line has always kind of followed Lawrence in terms of how we view him, whether we're like, okay, so he is a fuck nigga. Oh no, actually he's not the fuck nigga that we thought he. Oh no, actually he is the fuck nigga.
So
look at him.
Lawrence
while Conjola is pregnant.
Are we saying he switches the fuck nigga tree on and off? Because I feel like
that was the crux of her statement of what she said, that
because
you're
she
a fuck nigga
who thinks
he's
a nice guy. And the
so
thing
there's
is,
that flip flop of you have a perception of yourself
as a nice guy,
or that you carry yourself.
And the thing
and you
is,
get to fool people.
It was, and the thing is, it wasn't. So in some ways, it was true. He was the nice guy, but then the fuck nigga thing came out because of the way that he treated her, and how he did the thing that guys do when they lie, right? So they'll tell you, okay, we're just sleeping together.
Shame.
And then boundaries get crossed and people get too comfortable and familiar. And then it's like, we're dating, but we're not dating, but we know. And, you know, he would come to her place on Friday, have the sex.
Leave on Sunday. Like a weekend marathon of sex.
Yeah. And
without
just,
ever taking her out.
Even Chad called him out.
Like,
Chad.
So that
So she wasn't wrong. And to see him go through that and then go through his actual... okay, now I'm a fuckboy phase from threesomes to having the clap to just.
But also,
everything.
I just wonder to myself, were we. Was it. Someone always gets hurt.
Yes.
Right? And it's never justifiable.
Is this a hurt people? Hurt. People.
I mean, that's a fact of life. That's a fact of life.
That's true.
But I'm thinking to myself, that is where he was. I don't know if... I'm wondering if... Are we saying that he's a fuck nigga? I'm thinking of how there's something genuine about Lawrence.
Yes.
There's something in that moment that felt genuine. And I wonder if the moment with Tasha.
Okay.
So there's something in how he does that is I guess, hey, he should have spoken about You know, he should have, but he didn't. He didn't, and he moved in a way that you would when you are given... I don't know.
Yeah, because
I'm not justifying it at all.
That he did.
Yes, no, fucked up things. But I'm saying that, like, he... Was he intentionally trying to hurt her?
So now I ask you, for me, it's always the problem. Impact is bigger than intention. Yeah. That's the first thing. The second thing now I ask because of that, is being a fuck nigga a personality trait or a state of being?
Elaborate.
Is it like... No, actually, those are coincide as the same thing. So, it, like, is it part of your personality? Or is it something that you can unlearn? Is it something that switches on and switches off?
I think you can unlearn personality.
I don't know. You can definitely unlearn.
Basically, if we're saying personality, we're saying the choices that you make, right? The choices that you make or the behavior that you choose.
True.
So, I think as your default. As far as...
And I wouldn't necessarily say that it is his default, which is why I get what you're saying. That's why I get what you're saying. But then...
I don't know. It's difficult, but I absolutely understand.
He treated her terribly.
But I don't know if he knowed any better or if that was the intention. It was fucked up. And I appreciate Tasha calling him out for that. But I wonder if throughout the season... We've looked because his fuckboy phase was a fuckboy phase, and I feel like was that was bona fide. I would have that kind of fuckboy phase. I don't think that was
a lot of people do when they find out that they cheated on.
I don't think that was a malicious kind of I'm out here hurting people, I'm just out here being a hoe, and I'm out here about it.
No, but then the thing is, he wasn't just a hoe, he was trying to be a hoe and also do boyfriend things.
But when he left Tasha,
oh, yeah,
he fucked up 100%. He was a fuck nigga with her. But then I feel like now that train of thought followed him. Is that fair?
Maybe not.
Is Lawrence a fuck nigga? Has Lawrence always been a fuck nigga?
No. I wouldn't say yes. So, fine. You take that into consideration. Yes. He goes. He's with a lot of women. He gets chlamydia. Yes. He has to call people. He doesn't even know who he's lived with at this point.
Yeah.
Because there are people who he's calling... When you're at that point, I did not sleep with you.
When you're at that point in your whole
embarrassing a little bit.
Some lessons to learn here. That's rough. I mean, it happens though. It's not shame.
Okay, let's it's not shame. Shame. But
it's not shame. It happens when we're out here.
It does happen when we're out
here. Without the things, it happens, you know.
It happens. So that happened.
Yeah.
And then there was a moment after that, there's Condola. So, before Condola, there's the repentance. Issa was trying, or he was done with Issa. So, after his...
Where are we right
his
now?
His phase, this is maybe season three now.
Three.
So, this is now... He wasn't really in season three. He only came in the middle after Coachella.
Because that's when they met at the...
At the 7-Eleven or whatever. Yeah. So he really wasn't in season three, but at that point, then we get the backstory of, okay, how he's been sleeping around. He got chlamydia, and then now he's going to church with Chad, and he's trying to do like a whole redemption
And then he meets Condola
at Tiffany and Derek's baby shower. Yes. That's where he meets Condola.
This is season four.
This is end of season three, and then we roll into Lawrence and Condola in season four.
Yeah. And so then, that's when they start dating. Yeah. And I mean, it's been a while after his breakup with Issa. He's settled in his career now. Yeah, like,
he
seems
to be doing
this
much better.
This is almost a new Lawrence. This is Lawrence 2.0, glowing up.
This is a Lawrence that Issa didn't get to experience.
Yeah, you know, and at this point, not to throw Issa in... the main character. this is when Issa is like, I want my man back. I think she was like, at some point, I'm trying to get him back.
No, but the thing is,
I want him back. She always loved him.
She never wanted to break up. But I do want to talk about a few important conversations with Lawrence and Issa.
Okay.
The first one being when she moved out of the dunes. And they had that conversation, and she had that whole montage of what their life would have been like. And then the second one would be that very good episode, Loki Happy in season 4.
Yes, that was a lovely
one. Where they had,
that was a lovely one.
Yeah, where they had the conversation as well. And I feel like, I could be wrong, but I feel like Lawrence has had debatably the best character development.
This is probably something to look at. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's grown, and
upward mobility.
Upward, and then and then the baby thing with Condola happened, and I said,
so I don't know if the
I might be wrong. Yeah. Let's talk about him and Condola, because
let's talk about him.
He was her rebound a little bit.
Condolences.
Condoleezza Rice. Canola oil.
Connie.
Yeah. Connie Ferguson. I'm joking.
No. Don't do that.
I can't do that. Okay.
So let's talk about the both of them. Okay, so he was... So she...
Okay, wait. So Condola was married.
Yes, yeah,
so Condola
she was divorced. Married.
She
so
got
he
divorced.
Was a rebound.
He was like her first serious relationship post her divorce.
And she wasn't serious about
she
it.
Wasn't,
she wasn't.
And we saw that at Thanksgiving. Because her friends were like, you're inviting this baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we, you know, which
but
is fine.
But for him, Condola was serious.
Yeah.
So they were in
different places.
They were in different
on
places.
On different pages.
Exactly.
Yes.
In their relationship.
Yes.
And then they broke up.
An interesting conversation for me is like, it's interesting when a woman is like, I'm not gonna run. I'm not gonna run for this relationship.
Yeah.
But the man is like, oh no, you're my wife. I see you. You know, like, So it's always interesting for me. But okay.
Yeah. I mean that. Yeah. I mean that is very interesting. And then they end up breaking up. He then starts things up with Issa. They break up. He starts things up with Issa while she keeps trying to have a conversation. Because all, like, through Loki Happy in that episode where Lawrence and Issa are on a date, like, talking through their issues, Condola keeps trying to get a hold of him. And he's like, okay, I'll talk to you, because she's obviously trying to tell him that she's pregnant. Mm. And... actually, we don't know that at that point, because it's like, does she want to get back together? I don't know. And not even he knows, but then...
But there was an urgency in
that there was an urgency that now we understand. Yeah, but now we understand
that moment
why.
Was so interesting, like trying to be with Issa, but something's
but still,
calling you.
But also...
Like, so symbolic.
But also, he was snacks about that, even. Because when you watch that back, and Condola's messaging him, he's like,
he's ignoring, he's being...
No, he's also like, yeah, I can still meet you tonight. Like, even though he's
with
Issa,
yes,
he's like...
I remember
that. He's taking phone calls outside, being dodgy, like
the
weird things that he did even then.
And had he told Issa that he's with Condola at the time when they
were literally just meeting up because he said he had something he wanted to tell her, and obviously
nostalgic
that,
and romantic,
you know, like he's grown up and he thought about why they broke up and why she cheated and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So they worked through
so
they got
timer.
To work through.
We're trying to time this.
I mean,
and we're failing dismally.
It's
we're
a boil.
Yeah.
So So they got to work through a lot of their issues, but then we find out. Oh, so then he gets back together with Issa. They're very happy. We're getting montages to Kirby. It's very happy, and then Condola's like, "Papa, I'm with child."
That was so short-lived.
Short-lived.
Their moment together was literally
an episode and a half,
you know,
and then
Starlight.
Yep.
Wow, and it's what we were all waiting for, guys. Like, it was the thing that we were all like.
I wasn't.
Really?
No.
I was like, oh, wait, I want to see them better together. Oh, I definitely
Let me tell
was.
Okay, wait. Okay.
I definitely
so
was.
So I was, but I wasn't. I always wanted Lawrence and Issa to be endgame, and I felt like them making that happen the way that it did was too soon.
Oh, but I still loved to see it.
But I loved,
I loved
to, see,
to
it.
See it.
I was like, okay, you convinced me.
We
you convinced me.
That.
This is very cute. And then Condola came and ruined it, quote unquote.
Oh, Condola
which
ruined
leaves
it.
Us.
Yeah, like,
but which is
Condola
also so unfair to Condola
everything.
Because Condola couldn't have a baby with her husband and she wanted to get married now.
Condola?
Season four Condola's leaps and bounds.
That's
different
a human
to season
being.
Five.
That's a human being.
I love season four Condola. Season 5...
I'm going to say I love season 5 Condola.
I'm upset at calling
reasons.
Her by her name. I have to be honest with you.
Really? Okay. You're not feeling her this season?
No, I still want to call her Condolences.
Okay,
I just...
Why must we continue? Why must we continue the disrespect of... I love
of condiments?
Yeah. And you just are relentless, guys.
No.
Why, though? Why? Why? Come
thing.
On, season 5.
She ruined a good thing.
She's gone through everything.
I know.
Guys.
I know. I feel sympathy towards her. I get it. She's having a kid with a dude who
with
is not her person.
Yeah. Hey, bruh.
She's having a kid with a guy that was supposed to be a rebound. That's very upsetting also. She's having a kid alone with a weekend dad. Because Lawrence was giving very much weekend dad.
Yeah.
Which is also annoying because as a mother, you already carry the weight, literally and...
Definitely.
Fundamentally.
And he wasn't there throughout his pregnancy.
Yeah.
Throughout her pregnancy.
They were strangers.
He left...
They were strangers.
I think after, like, he left for a new job as soon as...
And then he had the audacity in that episode where they're fighting to say that he ruined her life.
Oof, that episode was hectic, hey? And they were fighting... Something poignant for
not
me
I
in that
ruined
episode
your life.
Was them fighting with the kid in her hand and like also just them kind of tug of war with the child is a lot for me. There's a lot of like psychological
both of them were wrong. Both of them were wrong.
I'm just like worried about what that kid is absorbing and has already
downloaded. And I'm so glad that Derek said like you guys stop it.
Because the child can feel it. The child is already traumatized.
Yeah, and now you guys are jostling him around like he's a doll. Like so, I mean, there's that.
But Condola is difficult.
They rocked and they fought it out. Condola is being very difficult.
I don't blame her, though.
He was not helping.
I don't blame her.
He was being Ashy Larry. He was... Oof. God, I love Kiki Palmer. He was not
Kiki!
Helping.
Kiki!
I love Kiki Palmer.
Ashy Larry.
Ashy Larry's at it again.
Ashy
But you know what? She acted... She acted...
I love Kiki.
She acted the way
she really,
any sister would.
Yes, absolutely.
Any best friend.
Absolutely.
To be like, this
Where have
ancient
you been?
Guy gets to just
Where
cancel
have you
and
been?
Say he's not coming for the weekend.
Where have you been? Weekend
he's not picking
dad?
Up the slack. And he was having...
You made a baby.
He was living his best life in San Fran.
You know.
Oh, he was having a good
when
time.
When he found out about the fact that his baby was around, he was on a date. Like, you're living your best life. You're not even connected.
Okay, wait. Whoa. But even that, I have a bone to pick about that.
What the
How
fact that
are you telling
didn't...
the father of your child?
Because you haven't been around. Why do I need to keep you updated?
No, but by text.
Why do I need to keep you updated? You haven't been around, nigga.
By text.
Because that's her feeling. Is like, I don't need to... I don't owe you anything.
You're not checking in.
Yeah. Like, why
you
do I
care.
Need to be professional with you when you're not professional?
You know what? You
with
know
me.
What? And I hear that chat. You know? Because like, as women, we're always the ones who have to...
Yeah.
Like,
oh, do
to
the
be
right
the
thing,
bigger person.
Being
the big... I want to be the little person.
You know, that was
being the
savage.
Bigger person
she's
sucks.
Being very savage.
Yo, she was being savage. She was
condolence.
Just like...
Is killing you guys.
She was like,
she's giving you your condolences.
You are giving weekend dad, so I'm excluding you out of everything. Out of the baptism.
Oh my God.
Out of everything.
Condola, guys. Yo, she makes me angry, but I'm like,
no, I get
this,
it.
This is for me how a lot of black women,
I get it. Yeah.
You know.
Although it's just like, there's a thing that you have to do when you're a mother in that situation because you have to be amicable to a certain extent because for the sake of the kid. It's a very big thing to ask of
you're
a person who's been treated like crap.
I know.
By
to be big.
The father of the person
but
to have to be big.
To
and they have to do it.
They have to.
So, I mean, I'm glad that we got back to episode 7 now, spoiler alert, where they got to have a conversation and just, you know, him moving back to LA and them finding a resolution in how they're parenting.
Yeah.
And they seem to be getting in the
grown,
rhythm of doing it together.
Things, yeah.
And,
cause
you know,
guys,
for her to even say, like, you're a good dad, you're a good dad.
Yeah.
And for them to talk
she
about
says
it and
that.
She
haven't
says
watched
that.
Season. Haven't watched the Kunta's
been
episode,
the worst.
But, you know, this is fine. Spoilers.
Yeah, okay, spoiler. Yeah, but she's genuinely like, you are a good dad.
Oh,
and, you know, they
really
talk
cool.
about, like, hey, man, I actually want you to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's not with me.
Yeah.
I want you to be happy. And
we're family now.
And then and then that episode ends with the phone call. I'm not going into who.
Ooh.
But yeah.
Okay, okay,
you know
okay,
what?
Okay,
I'm not
okay,
get into
okay,
it.
Okay,
just
cool.
watch episode 7. But I will say, okay, so what are Lawrence's best and worst moments? So we can wrap this
oh
up.
My gosh. Okay, probably for me, his best moment is him trying when he gets, when he, it's not his best, but when he gets to Condola with the baby and it's like the whole family of lionesses are just like who the fuck are you how he kind of humbles himself is kind of for me like okay you know
and he's
Lawrence
trying,
is trying you know
and there's such a thing about not wanting to be a deadbeat dad
there's definitely that he's trying
like
to...
I don't want
to
be that guy
but
yeah. So, I mean, that's tricky. We definitely do have to chat.
What is your best moment?
My best Lawrence moment, I think, is probably, it might have to be the moment with Issa on that date in Loki Happy, where he spoke about...
Oh, are we going throughout the seasons? Oh, I didn't realize that we're going... Yeah, I just thought we meant... Okay, wow. Lance has had a lot of moments.
I mean, okay. So then...
That's fine.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, this season I will probably say episode 7, like him just humbling himself with Condola in that moment in the kitchen. In the show as a whole, I will say that it's him telling Issa that, like, I know you cheated, but now I understand that I played my part. And that was a very grown-up conversation to have a post-mortem and be like, hey, man, I wasn't the best.
Yeah.
And I can admit that.
I can admit that.
So that was cool. That like was people, cool. People don't be admitting when they're wrong.
Yeah,
so
people don't take responsibility.
It was really, yeah, like it was really cool. And I think we're seeing more of that from him just owning up to shit.
Yeah, trying.
Just trying. It's the trying. Oh. It's the trying.
It's always so interesting for me. Like, no offense, but men trying and women trying is always such a
gap.
You know, men trying is like, okay.
The way you gestured you know? With your hand, you said gap.
It really is a gap because it's like, you know, I don't know. Like, you could have done so much better, especially with Condola.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, he tried with Issa.
Worst moment is probably with Condola,
because he has all the money. He's fine to be.
He didn't.
But yeah. Anyways,
Condola had it hard. Yeah, definitely a worst moment was that fight with Condola. I feel like he's been unfair to her.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Ay, but it's such a complicated.
It is complicated. It is complicated.
I think a highlight for me was Fife or Four Thrust.
Four Pump Chop. No, that felt like revenge sex.
Of course it was.
That felt like a fuck you.
That was like a fuck you. You gonna miss this dick.
And then and then Issa smiled like an idiot to Jasmine's Let It Burn, and I said, "Oh, ma'am, not for that." No.
Shame, Issa. I hate that though. That's horrible.
And she was so happy.
Yeah, you know, she was genuinely happy.
I found the love, and I was just like, girl,
that was the beginning of the end.
That's right. yes, it was. Okay, last question, and then we're gonna wrap it up.
All right, cool.
Do we want Lawrence and Issa to end up together?
Nope. No. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with them not ending up together. I think at this point of the because of how the story's going. Ma'am?
You need to watch episode 7.
Oh my god!
I just want to say.
Okay,
I just want to say.
Oh my god!
Say,
I'm sorry.
Stop it. Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Usually, when I watch a show and I ship a couple, I know, and I can be like, okay, I want X and Y to end up together.
Journey.
I know. It's been a journey. But in this journey, I honestly don't know. I don't know if I want Lawrence to be the hill that Issa dies on. I don't know. Because Nansford is making a very strong case. Nathan is making a very strong case.
Okay, wait. Okay. Wait, we have to talk about all of that, but I don't think so. Maybe I need to watch episode 7. But so far, Nansford is out the team for me.
Out the team?
Out the team.
You're not Team Nathan?
This is a Lawrence episode.
Okay. We're not posting this competition.
Yeah, we're not.
We're not. Because even Daniel had a stage versus competition, because Daniel was giving it to Issa the way he was not.
Yeah,
so
no, definitely.
He's had some competition.
Absolutely. Ooh, Daniel was...
And he even dated Papyrus. What was her name? Pocahontas. Apana. What was her name? Apana?
That other is this girl? Issa?
No, Lawrence.
Apana
was her name.
Oh, I don't even remember Pocahontas' name.
Disaster.
Whatever, girl.
It was that little bloop. Okay, anyway, that's it. Guys, tell us what you think about Lawrence.
Yeah, tell us, please. Please tell us what you think. Team Lawrence.
Like staring.
Are you Lawrence Hive or are you Team Lawrence?
Are you Team... What's the difference?
Lawrence Hive is the toxic niggas who want Lawrence to keep hurting people because they are hurt.
Mm.
And then Team Lawrence is for the Lawrence doing...
That's grown up.
...good things and making great choices.
Because he really was hurt when Issa broke up with him.
And
I love that she said it with no words. Yeah. She just said, I can't. and he said, I know.
Oh, but also him breaking, her breaking up with him in the beginning of the season, that was rough.
She literally said, I can't, and he said, I know, and that was it.
Yes, yes, that's what you're talking about.
Acting with I'm talking about.
Yeah, that moment.
Yeah, that moment. That was some powerful stuff.
That was some powerful stuff.
Okay. Guys, we can clearly go on and on about this, but we don't want to. This was fun.
This is probably going to be longer.
Like, comment, follow, subscribe.